Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your goodness and your mercy to us. We thank you that you've invited us into your presence. As we come bearing the merits of Jesus that you have provided for us. We have no other right to come, and we thank you for providing for us. And we thank you that we can enter your presence. Bless us as we worship together and bring our gifts and our praise. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is John chapter 6, verses 30 through 35. John chapter 6, 30 through 35. And the Bible, I'll be reading out of the New King James. Therefore, they said to him, "What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." Amen.
On the way to the promised land, there were a lot of difficulties and trials. But God was trying to lead them to trust in him. And sometimes on our way to the promised land, we go through all kinds of difficulties and trials. And we, you know, Gabe, I appreciated what you said this morning, but what we normally do when the job seems to come to an end, what do? We panic, we worry, instead of trusting the Lord. And that's what Israel did out there in the desert. They weren't hungry yet, but they were worried that they were going to get hungry because their food was running out. And so they cried and complained and wailed because they were about to run out of food. Can you imagine, as parents, being in that situation? You've got a family that you have to provide for, and you're out there in the desert. There's nothing around there to get. And you're just about out of food. We'd probably do the same, right? But God allows us to go through these experiences in order to teach us to trust him. For 40 years, God gave them food. 6 days a week, they went out and gathered the manna. For 40 years, God showed them which day was the Sabbath. And then people say today, say, "Well, how do you know which day is the Sabbath?" God showed them for 40 years. And a special, a double miracle on every day of the week when they gathered the manna. If they tried to save some over, what happened? Spoiled. And there was twice as much on the preparation day or Friday. And when they gathered twice as much on Friday, did it spoil? No. So for 40 years, God showed them what he had in mind. That they could rest in his provisions. Turn with me to Numbers chapter 11. Numbers 11, beginning with verse 4. Now the mixed multitude, and who are the mixed multitude? Who? Okay. Egyptians, and Egyptians who had married Israelites, and they were a group that were, quote, in a wilderness church but weren't converted. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic." Doesn't sound like a bad menu. We like our onions and garlic to season the food, and nice to have some fresh melons and so on. "But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes." God gave them food. And they got tired of what God gave them. They had to go find something. They wanted to find something new and different. I was telling Cecilia this morning, we ought to buy some coriander seed and see what it tastes like. Verse 7 says, "Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its color like the color of..." How do you say that? "The people went about and gathered it," and so on. "And then it tastes like coriander seed with honey, cakes with honey." So after a time, they got tired of what they had, and they wanted something different. Jesus says that he is the bread of life, and John read that to us in our scripture reading, that he is the bread of life, and he is also what? And Seth, I think, said, what is the bread of life? It's Jesus, and it's the Word. Jesus said, or John says, Jesus is the Word. Now, how do we get about spiritual things? How do we get about studying the Bible? Does it get old to us? And we'd rather have nice stories and so on than the Bible? There's nothing wrong with some stories. But if our spiritual diet is stories instead of the Bible, then we're missing out. What has happened is we have become, like the Israelites, tired of the bread that came from heaven. And we're looking for some nice little story to help us along. God has, in his great love and his great mercy, has given us Jesus, the bread of heaven. And he's given us his word, the scripture. And he's given us, as a people, special help in the last days. Do we prize it? Do we relish the food from heaven? It's my prayer that we do. That we take the word and relish the word and study. Study deeply. Not just one or two writers in the Bible, but study the whole Bible to let the whole thing give us the full message of the Lord. Because it's there that we find the bread of heaven. And I would encourage each one of us to take every day. You know, when I was sharing with somebody the other day, doing some marriage counseling, and we talked about the importance of beginning the day with God. And they admitted that they don't do that. And I said, how, if we don't, how are we different than the heathen? If we don't begin the day with God, how are we any different? So God has given us a special bread from heaven. And when we eat it and digest it, it becomes sweet to us. Today, as we partake of these emblems of the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, let's not just go through a routine service, but renew our commitment to pursue the relationship with Jesus and to study his word diligently and cherish and relish the bread that God has given us. We'll separate at this time and go over to the multipurpose building and